Section 3, Smaller Communities and Rural Areas.
The Highways and Byways, subheading Out of the Way Places. In our planning for the extension of the work, far more than the cities alone must be comprehended. In out of the way places are many, many families that need to be looked after in order to learn whether they understand the work that Jesus is doing for his people. Those in the highways are not to be neglected, neither those in the hedges. And as we journey about from place to place and pass by house after house, we should often inquire, have the people who are living in these places heard the message? Has the truth of God's word been brought to their ears? Do they understand that the end of all things is at hand and that the judgments of God are impending? Do they realize that every soul has been bought with an infinite price? As I meditate upon these things, my heart goes out in deep longing to see the truth carried in its simplicity to the homes of these people along the highways and places far removed from the crowded centers of population. It is our privilege to visit them and acquaint them with God's love for them and with his wonderful provision for the salvation of their souls. In this work, in the highways and hedges, there are serious difficulties to be met and overcome. The worker, as he searches for souls, is not to fear nor be discouraged, for God is his helper and will continue to be his helper, and he will always open up ways before his servants. Manuscript 15, 1909. Subheading, A Call for Larger Plans. We are altogether too narrow in our plans. We need to be broader-minded. God wants us to carry out in our work for him the principles of truth and righteousness. His work is to go forward in cities and towns and villages. We must get away from our smallness and make larger plans. There must be a wider reaching forth to work for those who are nigh and those who are afar off. Manuscript 87, 1907. Subheading, Unpromising Fields. The field of labor is to be extended. The gospel message is to go to all parts of the world. The most unpromising fields must receive earnest, determined labor. The sons of God, earnest, true, unselfish, must use all the knowledge they possess in managing this important work. Manuscript 141, 1899. Subheading, Country People More Easily Reached. The people who live in the country places are often more easily reached than are those who dwell in the thickly populated cities. Here among the scenes of nature, Christian character is more easily formed than amid the wickedness of city life. When the truth takes hold of the hearts of the simple-hearted and the Spirit of God works upon their minds, leading them to respond to the proclamation of the Word, there will be some raised up to help support the cause of God, both by their means and their labors. Manuscript 65, 1908. Subheading, To All Classes. Men and women in the highways and byways are to be reached. We read of Christ's laborers. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Just such a work as this is to be done in our cities and villages, in the highways and hedges. The gospel of the third angel's message is to be carried to all classes. Manuscript 7, 1908. Subheading, Sounding the Call in New Places. Our Savior's work was to warn the cities and to ordain workers to go out of the cities to places where the light had never yet been given, and to lift up the standard of truth in new localities. The light has given me that we must not have special anxiety to crowd too many interests into one locality, but should look for places and out-of-the-way districts and work in new places. Thus people may be reached and converted who know nothing of the precious testing truths for this time. The last call should be made just as important in new places in this country as in distant lands. This word was spoken concerning some localities that have not had the message brought to them. The seeds of truth are to be sown in uncultivated centers. It will cultivate a missionary spirit to work in new localities. Selfishness in respect to keeping large companies together is not the Lord's plan. Enter every new place possible and begin the work of educating in vicinities that have not heard the truth. Why did our Savior labor to sow the seed in out-of-the-way places? Why did he travel slowly away from the villages which had been his places for communicating light by opening the scriptures? There was a world to hear, and some souls would accept the truth who had not yet heard it. Christ traveled slowly and opened the scriptures in their simplicity to minds that would receive the truth. Letter 318, 1908. Subheading, Simultaneous Efforts in Smaller Cities. During the time when camp meetings can be held in this conference, two or three meetings in different places should be in progress at the same time. There is a time when these meetings cannot be held, but during the months when we can use the tents to advantage, we are not to confine our efforts to the larger cities. We must give the warning message to the people in every place. Manuscript 104, 1902. Heading, Rural Workers. Footnote. While full recognition is given to the indispensable aid of laymen in all evangelistic activity, see pages 110 to 115, it is clear that the inhabitants of the rural areas will bear the warning message only as regular workers and laymen unite in heralding the gospel. Thus, in this volume, devoted solely to counsel to the evangelistic worker in presenting the picture of evangelism in the rural areas, statements appear calling the layman to the work in the less densely populated areas. Signed, Compilers, and a footnote. Subheading, Beginners Enter Unworked Fields. We are nearing the close of this earth's history. We have before us a great work, the closing work of giving the last warning message to a sinful world. There are men who will be taken from the plow, from the vineyard, from various other branches of work, and sent forth by the Lord to give this message to the world. The world is out of joint. As we look at the picture, the outlook seems discouraging. But Christ greets with hopeful assurance the very men and women who cause us discouragement. In them, he sees qualifications that will enable them to take a place in his vineyard. If they will constantly be learners, through his providence he will make them men and women fitted to do a work that is not beyond their capabilities. Through the impartation of the Holy Spirit, he will give them power of utterance. Many of the barren, unworked fields must be entered by beginners. The brightness of the Savior's view of the world will inspire confidence in many workers who, if they begin in humility and put their hearts into the work, will be found to be the right men for the time and place. Christ sees all the misery and despair of the world, the sight of which would bow down some of our workers of large capabilities with a weight of discouragement so great that they would not know how even to begin the work of leading men and women to the first round of the ladder. Their precise methods are of little value. They would stand above the lower rounds of the ladder saying, "Come up where we are," but the poor souls do not know where to put their feet. Christ's heart is cheered by the sight of those who are poor in every sense of the term, cheered by his view of the ill-used ones who are meek, cheered by the seemingly unsatisfied hungering after righteousness, by the inability of many to begin. He welcomes, as it were, the very condition of things that would discourage many ministers. He corrects our erring piety, giving the burden of the work for the poor and needy in the rough places of the earth to men and women who have hearts that can feel for the ignorant and for those that are out of the way. The Lord teaches these workers how to meet those he wishes them to help. They will be encouraged as they see doors opening for them to enter places where they can do medical missionary work. Having little confidence, they give God all the glory. The common people are to take their place as workers, sharing the sorrows of their fellow men as the Savior shared the sorrows of humanity. They will, by faith, see him working with them. Testimonies, Volume 7, pages 270, 272, 1902. Subheading, Young Workers for Hard Places. The young men and women who give themselves to the work of teaching the truth and laboring for the conversion of souls should be vitalized by the Holy Spirit, and then they should go forth without the camp into the most unpromising places. The Lord has not given to those of little experience the work of preaching to the churches. The message is to be proclaimed in the highways and hedges. Manuscript 3, 1901. Subheading, Married Men and Women in Neglected Fields. Let married men and women who know the truth go forth to the neglected fields to enlighten others. Follow the example of those who have done pioneer work in new fields. Wisely work in places where you can best labor. Learn the principles of health reform in order that you may be able to teach them to others. By reading and studying the various books and periodicals on the subject of health, learn to give treatment to the sick and thus to do better work for the Master. Letter 136, 1902. Subheading, carried by those from large centers. Those of our people who are living in large centers would gain a precious experience if, with their Bibles in their hands and their hearts open to the impressions of the Holy Spirit, they would go forth to the highways and byways of the world with the message they have received. Review and Herald, August 2, 1906. Subheading, In the Mountains and Valleys. While I was in Lakeport, Northern California, I was deeply impressed with the fact that here was a place where faithful work should be done in giving the message of truth to the people. In this mountain region are many souls who need the truths of the third angel's message. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we are to proclaim this truth for this time among the settlements in the mountains and valleys. Its solemn warnings are to be echoed and re-echoed. And the message must come to the people quickly. It must be given line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, without delay, and wise, intelligent men and women should engage in the work of sowing the gospel seed. The Lord will work through those who will open the scriptures to the people who have made their homes in these retired places of the country. I appeal to my brethren and sisters to unite in doing this good work and carry it to completion. The reason why I call your attention to Lakeport and its surrounding settlements is that these places have not yet received a right impression regarding the truth for this time. It may be that among our people, there are those who will consent to use their means for the opening of missionary fields. To such, I would say, for the Master's sake, do what you can to help. We have not yet investigated fully how large a field for labor lies here, but Lakeport is one of the places presented to me as in need of our attention. I have much to say in regard to these settlements in the mountains. There are like settlements near Washington, where a similar work should be done. Will not our people work more faithfully in the highways and hedges? Commercial enterprises have so long absorbed the interest and capabilities of so many Seventh-day Adventists that they are largely unfitted to do the work of bringing the light of present truth before those who are ignorant of it. We should not be content to permit such a condition to continue. There are many of our people who, if they would go out of the cities and begin to labor in these byways, and also highways, would recover physical health. I urge our brethren to go out as missionaries, two and two, to these country places. Go in humility. Christ has given an example, and the Lord will certainly bless the efforts of those who will move out in fear of God, bearing the message of the Savior, gave to the first disciples. The kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. Manuscript 65, 1908. Subheading, Missionary Families for Towns and Villages. Brethren who'd wish to change their location, who have the glory of God in view, and feel that individual responsibility rests upon them to do others good, to benefit and save souls from Christ withheld not his precious life, should move into towns and villages where there is little or no light, and where they can be of real service and bless others with their labor and experience. Missionaries are wanted to go into towns and villages and raise the standard of truth, that God may have his witnesses scattered all over the land, that the light of truth may penetrate where it has not yet reached, and the standard of truth be raised where it is not yet known. Jesus did not neglect the villages. The record declares that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now is it not the duty of some who are standing idle here, Battle Creek, to go where they can represent Christ and his precious truth? General Conference Bulletin, March 20, 1891.